We are on Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph. Let us just quickly go over the last chelik of the Gemara. We have one Tosus to learn on this. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Yisaimim Shabo Lachleik Benichsei Aviyim. Yisaimim that come to make a chalukah Benichsei Aviyim, Bezden Ma'amidim Lahem Apetropis, Uboiririn Lahem Chelik Yofe. And the Boirir Lahem Chelik Yofe. And let us see the bottom Tosfos. Uboiririn Lahem Chelik Yofe. Miloshin boirerin, oye medag dekri, lahainu belay goyro. That they choose, that petropsim choose between themselves. I saw Natera Shmuel, according to the Ri, they're speaking about that for every yosim, beznis mamidim lahem apetropis, so for every yosim there's an apetropis that's oimet bim kaimai. So each apotropis, all these apotropsin oboirim lahem chelik yofe. So the Ri says, if the Beraisa says a loshen of breire that they choose, tahainu beloy goyru, so then the chaluk is done not through a goyru. The ma breire shayich begoyru, how is it shayich that they choose boirim lahem chelik yofe? If the chalukis achalokim goes with a geirul, v'ha'yam meforish. Therefore, the Ri learned pshat she'ain tzrichin geirul. You don't need a geirul. V'lo yishum as bezden. You don't need that bezden should be shom the chalokim. V'chol achaluke tluya bedaitoy. The chaluke is totally in the das of each apetropis. If the Yisaimim themselves would be Gedoilim, and each one, they'd come to a mutual agreement that each one would get the chelik that each one wants. V'chein le'inyan dina de good oy igud nami nireleri. Now, good or yigud is a interesting oifen hachaluke. That means, let us say that we have two shutvim in the karke, and the karke is ein baidin chaluke. So, Reuven is very happy with the shutvim, so he's very happy, we'll use it together. Shimon is unhappy. Shimon wants to dissolve the shutvis. Now, how do you dissolve the shutvis? You can't divide the karka, but it's the same by din chalukah. So Shimon comes over to Reuven and says, listen, I want to dissolve the shutvis. So the shutvis can be dissolved in one of two ways. Either if you want, you buy out my chalik. Or if you don't want that, I'll buy out your chelik. I'm giving you the preference, good, you that you could go and buy my chelik, so you'll have the whole karke. Or you go there, I'll buy your chelik. And there's such a concept of dissolving of shutvis to good ayigud. Now, Bezdin would never do such a thing. And Bezdin is, this two balei dvorim, can, or two shutvim, one has a right as shutvis, as shutev, to demand this oifen of dissolving the shutvis. I don't want to be a shutev. Bezdin shaloi bi yediyas ha-shutvim zicha won't do such a thing. So now the Ri had learned pshat that boirelem apotropis, that means that apotropsim are bemokim ha-yisaynim, and they come to a common decision, what they hold is better for all of them. So Memela, so the Ri held, Vuadin Linyan Dina de Gudayigud, the Mahani Chalukis Apetrope Legamri, that the Apetrope is Bekoyah to make Gudayigud. Vuloy Yuchlu Limchois Kshayigdalu. Later, when the Yisaimen will grow up, so now someone said, Gudayigud, who would be very good if it would be Beshutim together. No, that was the Mamidon and Apotropis. What they decided then is also. That is Shita Sari. Verabbeinu Tam Meforish, he disagrees completely with the Ri. Dainu Dafke Begoyl. Number one, if Besdin is making a chaluke, so it's done. We don't have Das of the Balei Dvorim over here. We Besdin is making the chaluke. So you make a goyel. V'chitrichusa lahatel gerolas. It's such a big job to be matel gerolas. V'gam tzorech shumas bezn. We also need a shumas bezn, not like the Ri. If bezn is dividing over here, this is being done without the das of the balei dvorim of the yoshim. V'davkin b'dovod le'shayach be'god ha'yigod. And we're only speaking about we're making chalukis by something which doesn't, there's no cheshbon of good or yigud. Good or yigud, we can make good or yigud over here. Who are we to make good or yigud? No. So what's, but the Ri asked a pertinent question. Boirerim. We choose. What's there to choose? You shats up, you make a chalokim shovim, you be matal a goyru, and finished. So where's the choosing process? Where's the breire done over here? Even though the etzem chaluke is done through a goyel, not through choice, it's still a shayach boirerim. Kigoy, im yesh shom sholois sodos. There are three yoshim, and there are three fields. So now the shaila is, we're going to divide up these three fields. So how will it be divided? So we could make the division in two different teifanim. We could divide each field into three halakim, or we could divide that each yerush will get one field. Im yesham shalosh sadois, shlo yachleiko kol achas legimul halakim. So that would be a way of how to divide the Yerusha, to divide each Sodeh into three Chalokim. But that is not a practical oifen of Chalukah, so each one has a third of a Kalke, which is not too convenient to accomplish anything. It's more preferable that each one should have a complete Sodeh. Alaboyrin kolachas levado. We make three separate fields. Sheikol echod, chelkoi echod bebasachas. That each one, their chelik, should be in one area, not spread out over three different fields. Vekame inyoni breiris yesh. There are many inyonim of breiris. Achaloines, visulomais. That means, if you have a house with windows, and you have a next door neighbor, and these two are the shutfim. So there are a multitude of shailas. Does the chaloin have a right to keep open the chaloin? Perhaps there's a chash of hezekriah, now that belongs to two different brothers. Or this chusei oira, is the second one permitted to make a wall to darken the chaloin? Bisulamais, also, let's say if one took a house and the other one took a karke, the way you got to the second floor of Bisman Chazal was you were mamid a sulam on the karke and you walked up directly from the outside to the second floor. Vishayach some mele, so we have to know how the chalukah will be v'shaych le'meshapech elik yofe v'shuv hoideri l'perish Rabbeinu Tam. Now let us get back to the Gemara. Here we have that boirulam chalik yofe. The Tanakhama says v'im higdilu, Rav Nachman HaMashmul says v'migdilu yechaylim limchais. So Shmuel held, later the Yorshim, when they grow up, they could be meiche in the chalukah, we'll make now a new chalukah. Rav Nachman Didei Omer, that's, he said over B'Shem Shmuel. He himself personally holds, Yimigdilu Einam Yechaylam Limchayf Dimkein Makoyach Bezdin Yofim. That's Bezdin made a chalukah, now you could be oiker the chalukah begadlusam. It's like a zuzel and koyach bezdin. So the Gemara asks now a stira on Rav Nachman. Me isla Rav Nachman im kema koyach bezdin yofe. Vosnan we learned shuma dayonim shepirsei shtus oy heisiru shtus. We learned Bezdin was shoma karka, that a loiva had to pay. The loiva was not around. So Bezdin was shum the karke, and in the shum, in the evaluation of the karke, they made a mistake. In either they said it's worth ashtus less, or they said it's worth ashtus more. Is the Tanakhama says mechon bottle. So this whole transaction that they had made is bottle, because it was a shumah betois. Rab Shimon Gamliel oima mechon kayim. That means we can't be mezalzel and quite bezin. Bezin said that this is the value and it was sold already. We will not be oiker this whole transaction. Rav Nachman said we pass like the chachamim, so we do not say my koyach bezin yofe. And here it says, Higdilu yechaylam limchais, and the same Rav Nachman says over here, makayach bezin yofet. So the Gemara answers, loitashe. Ha de to, ha de loito. In the case of shuma dayonim shepich sushtus, oi haisiru shtus. So they made a mistake, and that's some shuma. That's some evaluation of the karka. So there, Rav Nachman holds, we will not say makayach bezin yofet, that there was a mistake made. So if a mistake was made, the Balei Dinim do not have to suffer because of this mistake. So we're oikel the whole mecha. Ha deloito. Here it's speaking about by bezin mamidl mapetropes. Igdilu yechaylem limchis, ain't yechaylem limchis. The macho is not because of a toys. Bezin made a proper chalukah, and now they want to be moicha. So mamela, so here there's no toys. Here there's a svar makayach bezin yof. Frag the gemara idaloi to ma yechaylem limchis. So what legitimate right? What's the svar of Shmuel? So why can they be moicha? They made a good chalukah, so why can they be moichan that chalukah? So the Gemara answers, beruchais. They want to be moich begadlusam beruchais. Let us see, Rashi. Hodato, hodapichishtus, I heisa. Beruchais. Misha nofaloi chelik bedorim. Oma noyach li chelik betzofin, shahoisa loi sham sode smuchala. Now I think that Poshib Shat and Rashi is that Bemison, he had this soda Bishas Bezin made the chaluk already. And for some reason Bezin did not take this into consideration. But that's not considered a toys in the chalukah. Good, it's a factor. We were aware, we weren't aware. It's a factor, but this is not considered a toys in the etzem chalukah that we made by giving you this ruach and not that ruach. So Memela, here there's a din of Makayach Bezin Yof. Let us see, Taisvus ha de to ha de loy to, who had in the Motzlumayim ha de toi bishtus, ha de to bepoches mishtus. We could say that it's speaking about the to poches mishtus, v'sach loyme yechaylum limcheis beruches. Then you could say, poches mishtus. So then, Rav Nachman, b'ho machloikes, Rav Nachman, the Rav Shem Gamlin, the Tanakam is by Pichsu shtus aysiru shtus, but it was less than the shtus. So then could be, afilu the chachamim hold also, you say makoyach bezin yof. Zok the gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman, ha'achin shecholku harei hein kilokuches. Achim divided between themselves, harei hein kilokuches, so they have the same halachas that Lekuchas have. Now, Rav Nachman elaborates. Poches Mishtus if there was a mistake in the Shumis Achalokim, but the mistake was less than a shtus, less than a sixth, is Nikne Mekach, so it's finished. So just like by Mekach and Memkach, less than a shtus is Nikne HaMekach, so here this Chaluk is a good Chaluk. Yeser Ashtus, what if the Tois was more than a shtus? Bottle Mekach, so the whole Mekach becomes bottle. Shtus, Kone Umar Zerino. Shtus, it's not bottle. That means if one of the two tzodim wants that this chalukah should be kaim, it's kaim. But he has to pay the mei eino. Omar Rove. So this is a memra of Rav Nachman. So now Rove is going to elaborate a little on this memra. Omar Rove. Ho da amret poches mishtus nikne merkach. Lo yamoron elo de lo yishav yishliach. That is davke if he did not make a shliach. That means that this whole chalukah was done through the Bali Dvorim alone. Avur shav yishliach. But what is if the chalukah was done through a shliach and the shliach made a tois pochis mishtus omar? So now the mishalach kentayne l'skuni shedarticha v'loy la'avosi. That I made you a shliach, that you should do a good job. If you made a batlonish job, and that was no mini shlichus. So this whole chalukah that you had made is command the lesson. Zot Rashi, harei ein kilokuches, kach dinon shalokuches kotsu v'perik hazot. Let us see Taisvis, Avoshav Yishliach Matsi Omalei Liskuni Shedartich. So it says, if he made him a Shliach, so Filu Pachis Mishtus is Botul Mekach. Vim Taim Av Amrin Beperek Amon and Izainis Shliach Kiman. What then does a Chalukah Yidei Shliach have? Rova Omar Rav Nachman Shliach Kidayonim. Shliach is like Keilu there was a Shumis Dayonim. Mashme the Poches Mishtus, we'll have later by Shumis Dayonim, the Mekach is Kayim. Mashme the Poches Mishtus, a Mekach Kayim Kidayonim. That's what Rova says in Ksubis. It's a Mekach Kayim. The Rav Gufa Kama Hocha, the Shav Yishlich, Motsa Miskuni Shidarticha V'loi Labosi, Mashmed HaMekach Botu, Af Bepoches Mishtus. So we have here a stira in Rav. Here he says, I can tainel Liskuni Shidarticha, which would seem to be saying that the whole Chaluk is Botu. And here we're saying, in Ksubis we're saying that, Kedayonim, that the chaluk is kaim with a shliach. V'ayim ha-Rashba. So we have three mahalchim to fam for this kasha. Tohosom, so the Rashbam says, it's a merdike kasha. It's a zicha machloik, it's a zicha stira. V'ayim ha-Rashbam, tohosom rov, and mishum da Rav Nachman, koma. The rov is said, b'shem Rav Nachman, shliach kedayonim. And I don't say this whole concept of skuni shedarticha. V'ochem mishmei denavshe. And here, Rava personally holds, you say the skuni shedarticha. That's Adar Ashbam, for him for the kasha. Rabbi Natam meforesh. Rabbi Natam says, no, it makes him a kimte. Tohosa mairi bishliach adayonim. They are speaking about that it was a chalukah yedei bezin, and bezin made a shliach to make the chalukah. The amur rabbonon liyos kemoisam. The rabbonon said that the shliach is like the mishalach. That since you are b'mokim bezin, we're appointing you to make the chalukah. So they gave him an alimus like bezin. So the chaluk is kayim. So when a lekeach made a shliach, or here the yosha make a shliach, so here he can come with a taina. I made a shliach. I thought you would make a proper chaluka. You didn't make a proper chaluka. So I can taina the skunish shedaltich. Inami yeshloima. The nehei de koma hosom shliach kedayonim. A mekach kaim. So the third teretz, let's elaborate a little on the third teretz. The third teretz says there are two inyonim. There's an inyan if the mekach is kaim, the chaluk is kaim. That we say, Shlich Kedayonim, the Chaluk is Kayim. But Ligabe, the Halacha of paying back the Einor, which Poshet, with other Shlich, the Halacha is Poshet Mishtus, it's Kemechile, you don't pay back. But here I can Taina, Liskuni Shedalticha, Voloi Labos. So I saw in Mishnah Salevi, he explains as follows. The Emerson, there is a Taina, of liskuni shedalticha v'loy lavosi. There is such a taina. I made you a shlich, you should do a good job, and you botched it up. So what is the botching up? What is the avle? The avle is, there's a inor that, pachas mishtus, but there's a inor. That is the avle that was done. No, so that can be rectified. So we'll pay back the avla. So the whole taina to be mevatel the shliches, because listen, I made you a shliach with an intent to do a good job, and now you're not doing a good job. So that's ain't a chanami. But if it was avosi, if there was an avla that was done, that can't be rectified. We can annul the shliches. But the whole avla was that you paid the. Someone was cheated less than the shtus. We'll pay back, and we'll rectify this. So there's no lavosi over here. What's the avla? You're getting back your money. So he asks Akasha, so if that is the lumdis, so why is this tafke by poches mishtus? By shtus, let's also say the same thing. This is tafke by poches mishtus. By poches mishtus, we say the mekach is kaim. And we say, in the Matzereino, by Shtus, we'll say, L'skuni Shedalticha V'loi L'Avosi. Let's also make the same dreidel. That the Avosi is that someone got underpaid or overpaid, so we'll give back the money. So he wants to say a very interesting story. He wants to say as follows. Let's go by Mekech and Memka. What is the difference halachically between a shtus and a poches mishtus? By a poches mishtus, let's say someone is selling a pound of potatoes for, let's see, the market price is $5, right? $6 will make the market price. So, now, if he sells it for $7, that's a shtus. So he's overcharged an extra dollar. If he sells it for $6.50, he was overcharged a little bit, but it's not a shtus. So in Hilchis Mekech and Memke, the halacha is that by $6.50, that was the price. He charges, he charged a little bit more, but that becomes the price. There's no halacha l'moishe misinai. What the price is? It's $6. Good. You can get it in most places. See, he charges $6.50. It's a more expensive story. He charges you $6.50. But this is the price. There's no tainus. There's no grumbling. This is the price. If I made a shliach, so I'll tell the shliach, but listen, I could have gotten a better price. Through your shliches, I'm losing out a little bit. So he's timing, so if I can, so I can rectify this. We'll give you back the 50 cents. If he was charged $7 for a $6 commodity, so the halacha is by mekech and memkeh, kone, umachzer oino, I mean, what's your machzer oino? He has to give back a dollar. In Choshe Mishpat, you have to give back a dollar. Because $7 is not the price for a $6 commodity. That's not the price. I'm sorry. Not that I'm more expensive. $7 is not the price. That's a little, you're stretching the string a little too much. Shtus is not the price. So lemaise, this is not the price of the mekach. So the whole mekach was done not properly. So then the mekach is an evil. So then I could be chayzer from the whole mekach. That is the difference by a shliach. If there was poches mishtus, so b'emesin in the mekach there's nothing wrong. I can tie I lost a little money, so that's an avla. So avla we can rectify. But here pshat is if we see shtus kona marzareinu, so we see that the mekach was not done properly. This is not the proper price for the mekach. It's not considered this is the price of the mekach. But rayin choshimish, we have to return back the shtus. So if the mekach was not done properly, so then they can tie it to the shliach. So you made a not proper mekach. So I'm choyzer from the whole mekach.
Let us go further in the Gemara. Vahoda amrit yesa mishtus botul mekach. We said yesa mishtus botul mekach. That was the second memra of Rav Nachman. Loi amoron. This was only said el de loi omar nifligon b'shume de beidine. That when they made this chaluke, they did not say our chaluke should be Keilu Bezdin shatzed up the value. Avol Omar, but if, that means the Shumis should have the koyach of a Shumis Bezdin, Avol Omar Niflik Beshume de Beidina, Mechron Kayim, Disnan. We learned Shuma de Yonim, Shepichsu Shtus, Oyeisiru Shtus, Mechron Botel, if Bezdin made a mistake in the Shtus. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Hochi gasinen, v'oda amor on yeser ashtus botul mekach. That's what you, Rav Nachman, had said. Lo yamoran elom, lo yamoran niflik b'shume de beidine. V'oda amor yeser ashtus botul chaluke legamri. He said the whole chaluk is botul. I think the Rosh Hashanah's geir is kishloi shoshein bezdin. The shuma should not be like a shuma of three. Avol kiblu aleyim. They were mekabon themselves liyes chalukosom kiddin shuma dayonim. They spoke out that our chaluk will be equivalent to shuma dayonim. This is, we're agreeing that our evaluation should have the toikif, the strength of a shumas bezin. Afilu yoyser al shtus, even though they botched up and they made a mistake in more than a sixth. Mechon kai, because of this condition that they injected b'shas they made the chalukit. The Kaimulon Krabishiman Gimlil, the Omar Mechon Kayim Bemesechis Ksubis Perkamon and his Oinis. Now, there's over here a very strong Ka'ore that Taisvis asks on Rashi. This whole Krabishiman Gimlil was only by Shtus. Here we're talking about Yesamishtus. We don't have Krabishiman Gimlil. That's Taisvis Kash and Rashi. But we'll leave this. But Rashi had a different problem. That Rav Nachman said before that by Tov Bezdin, if they made a mistake, there's no din of that the Shuma is Kaim. We don't pass Kalat of Shuma Gamliel. So Rashi says, "Vesvile leRava Hadam Rav Nachman leLalochi kedivrei Chachamim." Rava is stating his personal opinion, and Rava holds Shuma Dayanim has a toik, if it has a strength, afilo yesam yishtus, the Shuma is kaim. So Rava is saying, so if this chaluk is hashutfim, when they made the chalukah, there was an agreement that it should have the strength of a chalukah's bezin, so then, even though they went over a shtus, and also the chalukah will be kaim. And every halacha of Rav Nachman, he's elaborating a little. Now he says something else. Bahada amalam shtus kona umachzereino. And he said another thing, if there's a shtus, so it's kona umachzereino, loyamorin elevim metaltali. That is dafke by metaltali. Avo bimikalki, because by metaltalim there's a dinaino, avo bimikalki einaino lekalkois. By kalki there's no dinaino, so memele, so if there will be a shtus, you don't have to pay back. Now he elaborates again. That what I said, that by ashtus, by karke, you don't have to pay back. That the chalukah was in value. That means that let's say there were two types of fields. There was a good quality field and an inferior field. So the chalukah was that the good quality field was 10 acres and the inferior field was 100 acres, and it came out in value 100 acres of the inferior field was equal to the 10 acres of the superior field. Fine. So they made a chalukah, one took the good field and one took the inferior field, and now it comes out in the shume, someone is losing a sixth. So we say, by kalke, einainola kalkois, it's finished, you got whatever was decided is done, and you don't have to pay this shtus. Avol polub bimishchoso. But what is if the chalukah was not according to the value? The chalukah was, we divided every type of field bazunda. The superior field was divided into chalokim. The inferior field was divided into chalokim. And we made a mistake on how we measured it. We measured wrong. When they came to measure the field, the mistake was made. The Bali Dvorim measured it, but they made a mistake. So ain't no lekakois. So there's no such cloud. That the Amar Rabbe Kol Dovol Shebemido VeShebemishkol VeShebeminyan Afilu Poches Michdei Eino Na Michoisa. That means we had the first halacha was less than Ashtus. The din is Kone, and it's called a Mechile. That is Dafke if there was a mistake made in the evaluation. So less than the shtus is command the less. Or by kalka filo shtus. But if in the measuring, or in the counting, or in the weighing there was a mistake, he asked for a dozen eggs and he gave him 10 eggs and, ten, 12. So memela, so then it's ichachaisa because, this does not go into the ghetto of Eino. Now let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi. V'hod amol in shtus soich lahar zreino, loy amru ele b'metaltuli, doi no ksiv bahem. The parsha of Eino, it says by metaltum, oi konoi miyad amisecha, something that was nikne from the hand of my chava, al tainos, what's it was konoi from the hand of my chava, so we learn a dova hanikne miyad liyad. It's something that is given over, a dova metaltel. But by kalkein and all the kakois. Be'iluya shalei chalkum bechevel. It was not divided. He used to measure the fields with ropes. Bechevel with rope, litel kolechet, beroa biyof. Each one has an equal chalek in the inferior and the superior fields. Ela helum bedamim. No, they evaluated it.
And this one took the inferior field. So then we say, but if the mistake was made in the oifen of the measuring of the field, so then you can be chayza. Shainza kishari nois the kaimlon be hazo pachas mishtus mochalinish. Less than the shtus, a person is michael. Da hosam en kolodam yochel letzamtzem hadomin. There, a person, you can't, the exact value in path markets, it's three for a dollar. There's a little bit more. There's no set price in values. So memele, so less than a shtus, so good, it's 10 cents more, so there is a cloud that, ain't kolodim yochel etzam semadomi, to evaluate something, we do not have the oifen, how to measure exactly value. We don't have the scales to measure value. Avotoye bemida, but if you're measuring something, it's 2 yards, and it's a yard and a half. Toisu, that was the guru. I want to buy 2 yards of material. He gave me a yard and a half on shuldig. There's no time how much is it worth. Fine. Let us see Toisvis. Look, Toisvis, how you say, Bekuntres Adamon, yes, or Mishtus. Bottle Mekach. This is Rashi's Gilsa. Yes, Mishtus Bottle Mekach, Lemon, Elder, Maniflik Bishum, the Beidin. Abom Nif Bishum, the Beidin, Kloim, Amekach Kai. Lafi Gilsa Zu, the way Rashi is Gairus, Maisi Rai, Rabshim Gabriel. That by a Chaluk at the Beidin, Udom Amechem Kai. By Sphere Leila Rove, Hod Omar Rav Nachman Leil, the Lachi Kichachom. We pass Rashim Gabriel. Akeir Bezni Yof. What a moron shtus kona marzrein o le moron that you have to pay back the no element at all for him. No kosu be my no. Then it says, no, I call me ad misech. I'll tell you, da va nit mi ad liyad. Ad kan le shayin. Ve koshe le rabbeinu tam. Chod mi de nokit gabi shtus ein ein no le kakois. Eistes, the korin to Rashi's gilse, we're speaking about a shtus. And by karke kone veloy marzereino. Mashme, it would seem to be yeser mishtus, but more than a shtus, which is a bitl mekach, that has nothing to do with the parsha of aino. This is not any agreement. You're selling me more than a shtus. This is a bitl mekach. I went to you, I ordered a case of oranges, and I come back, I see, you gave me a case of apples. She said, apples are also good. I mean, very good to you. But that's not what I bought. More than a shtus, this is not a mekach in Ganzen. Some emailer, so Rashi learned that a filo by karke, this is not the parsha of Eino, this is a bit of mekach, that's what Rashi learned. Beperika mekabel, masik Rav Nachman, so that says there's not for the Gemara Fakir. Zovin shovin meya bemosom. He purchased a karke that's worth $100 for $200. Ain't lo meino. There's no din eino. So we see that the din of Yesa Mishtos also falls into the category of eino. And if the whole halacha of eino only applies by metalfum, so by karke there's no din eino. So why did the Gemara speak about shtus? According to why did the Moshe? It was a shtus by kark. It doesn't have to be marzer. No, I mean, if you're talking about kark, say a bigger chiddush. There's no din bittul mekach. I believe yes, a mishtus. That's one kash. But it kash the perish the rove leisvira like Rav Nachman. That Rashi said in the first case, he said let's divide it like our chalukah should be equivalent to a chalukah adayonim. So then the din is a filu yesa mishtus. He doesn't have to give back. So frek taisvis. The perish to Rav Elai. So Rashi said, "I Rav Nachman said we don't pass with Abishim and Gamliel. Rav Elai svila ke Rav Nachman." So taisvis says, "V'doichik who do Rav Nachman Rabbi Yoyetz." It's very modern. Rav Nachman says Rebbe, like he disagrees with the Rebbe. Void kosher, the lepeirish hakuntres gores mikore, yeser mishtus, Bemil says, speaking about yeser mishtus, that the mistake was more than a shtus, umaisi raimi mishne de shuma de yonim, shepiv se shtus ayisiru shtus. The whole Rav Shimon Gamliel is only speaking about a shtus, and we're bringing a raya that if all yeser mishtus, makoich bezni yofi. Amai maisi raimi mine, can you bring a raya from shtus? A mishtu zula mai klau be yes a mishtu smai ye dinam. Mekele hava daima be daima. So how are you bringing a raya? He said it should have a taikif of a chalukis bezdin. And therefore, for a yes a mishtu, it's kayim. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel said by shtus it's kayim. So where do you see that this applies to a yes a mishtu? Lokach nira la rabbeinu tam. So he makes a faker to girse. The Goras Ipre, the Chain Goras Rabbeinu Chananu. We have now a new gear said the Gemara. What he goes in? Hod Omar Shtus Kone, Omar Zeroino. That what we said, Shtus Kone, Omar Zeroino, Lo Yamon, Ad Lo Yoma Niflik Bishum Ede Beidine. Avol Oma Niflik Bishum Ede Beidine, Loi. Bahavi Mekach Botol Pumfaker. It's not Kone. Because when doesn't make the shuma de beidin, it means it has to be an accurate shuma. And if the toys of a shtus was made, so it's bottle. Have a mekach bottle. Vashta maisirai mechach homen. Period. Now, wait. Oho, the omar yeser mishtus bottle mekach. Lo yamor, and I'll be metaltali. Because the din bittle mekach toys of his holes is also mi gidre oino. Avo be mekalki, Afilu yes a mishtus is also makri kain. Pashte nicheshape zovin. So maybe I bought a gemara before about metzia that says by kalke he purchased a $100 kalke for $200. So the gemara says ain la meinov because ain yinol the kalkoi. So forget that's what our gemara is saying. By kalke afilu yes a mishtus is also ain yinol. Miu kashin. The mashmach laperish rabbeinu tam. Bekakois lo yishayach bitul mekach alibi de Rav Nachman. There's no din of bitul mekach. Beperk hazov, oma Rav Nachman, hodo oma Rav Chase, oino ein lehem bitul mekach yesh lehem. Beker, this Rav Nachman, rabbeinu tam held it, we won't be chaylik on his Rebbe Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said there's a din bitul mekach by kalke. Shloimah the bitul mekach to osam haynu mi palge more than half, more than double the amount. Haynu isabir rishalmi ad plag yesh lemeino, avol botzmi plag loy havi bitul mekach, and ad plag means more than plag. Vahu de zovem mei b'moson I plag davke lehavi zovem mei b'moson davke lepoches mi moson put a little less than plag, and then it's takke mihilchas haynu. The Moson Davka, the Tony Aplat, Lab Davka, it's only Yosem, we plug, Kutam, we plug, and make a guy. So the Kitzel, the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam is that by Karkois, till double amount, it falls into the Gedder of Eino. We have Ein Eino, the Karkois. It's double a little bit, more than double. Then that has nothing to do with Eino. This is Bitul Mekach, and Bitul Mekach flies by karka also. Now we're coming into a very geshmak esugye. And the Bahadisna, Mos asking a kasha. We learned Ashelech Asabeira Biyat Kheresh Shaita Bekot. So the pashtus is, he had a fire and he gave it to a Kheresh Shaita Bekot. And he told them what they should do with this fire. His next door neighbor, it's about time to take care of him, but he didn't want to do it himself. So he took a cheres shayta v'katan, and he told him what to do. Is potter midinei yodam? That's right. He's a novel b'shus ha'tayra. You can't shlap mutadin tayra, but in shlichus l'katan and those. Oba v'chayiv midinei shemayim. Midinei shemayim. Everything is taken into consideration. You want mesav of yanim svil should burn down. Midinei shemayim. You'll pay for it. Shilech biyad pikeach. But what is if he sent a pikeach? He wanted to make sure that he makes a good job. So Chel Shait of a Kotten knows where he'll end up. Shilech biyad pikeach, but he sent a pikeach. Pikeach chayiv, so the pikeach is chayiv. Finished. Amai, and he's Potter girl. He's Potter. Okay, he did it. He's a badass. Frag the Gemara, Amai, name Shluchai Shal Odom Kemoisai. So the Gemara says, Shani Hosom, the Ein Shliach Lidvar Avere. And Dvar Avere, there's no Din Shliches. Before we go further into the why there's no Din Shliches, let us see Rashi now. We'll have something. Very interesting. Zot Rashi. Neime shluchoi shel odom kemoisoi. So Rashi says, Yischayiv sholchoi v'loi hasholiach. So Rashi says, the Gemara's kashe was that the pikeach should be potter and he should be chayiv. The Tosfos read, when he says pshat in the Gemara's kasha, the Tosfos Rit says, what's your kasha? Let's say shluch shodom kemoiso. So the Tosfos Rit says as follows: va'af al gav the shliach leimotzi leifturei kibin du pikech. Can't say shluch shodom kemoiso. So this pikech will say, I'm innocent. You're a pikeach. You burnt down Yenim's field. You're zichachayit. That's no shaila. So the Tosfos Rit says, the shlich isn't potter. That's on the Gemara's kasha. The Tosfos Rit, not the Tosfos Riyazok. So the Tosfos Rit says that the kasha is, if he won't have enough money, we should mourn from the Mishalach. Fine. So we have a machlekes harishayim what's on the Gemara's kasha. So I'd like to say three things. Number one, the Lochere, the Loshna Gemore is mashma like Rashi. What did it say? It said, Pikeach Chayev. It said, Pikeach is Chayev. So the Gemore says, Lo Tzai Shulchit Shalom Kema Yisoi. So Rashi learned it. Why you say Pikeach Chayev? Lo Tzai Shulchit Shalom Kema Yisoi, which means, the Pikeach shouldn't be Chayev. The Mishal should be Chayev. So that fits into the Gemore. This Halacha, Pikeach Chayev, is wrong. Al Saloch of Shliches, the Mashalach should be Chayiv and the Shlich should be Potter. According to the Tosfos Rit, Pikeach Chayiv? Zich Pikeach Chayiv. I'm asking Kakash al Shliches, if he won't have enough money, so let's mourn from the Mashalach also. So maybe, what's the Kasha? It's not Mashma like that, but according to Rashi, the Kasha of the Gemara is more understanding. The we're asking the whole kasha pikeachayv. Now I would like to say over, what is the machlokes Rashi in the Tosfos Rit? So I'd like to mention a moiradike machlokes between the Noida Biyude and the Nesivis, and perhaps this is the machlokes Rashi in the Tosfos Rit. First, I'd like to give one hakdomah. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, if the shliach is alav bar chiyuve, I tell a shliach to do an aveira, and he's not mitzuve in this aveira, so we say yes shliach ledvar aveira. Let's not go on why, what, and when, but that's what man the Amma says this in Bava Metzia, that feel in the days. If the shliach is alav bar chiyuve, and I tell a shliach to do it, you say yes shliach ledvar aveira. The Neida B'Yudah says something which is asked for the Neida B'Yudah. He says, according to this man, the Yomah, that Allah Bach Yuvi say Yesh Liyuch L'Dvar Aveir. If a person who's Tomei tells a person who is Toher, I'm making you a Shliach to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Toher, there's no Isranin to go into the Beis HaMikdash because he's Toher. And the Torah goes into the base of Mikdash, the Tomei will be Chayev. Why? I shluch eshlodem kemoisai. I ain't shliach ledvar aveire, but he's a lav achiyuve. We'll come back to this in a minute. Aber azoi shteit noi de biyude. The Mishalach will be Chayev. he was home saying Tillim, a Torah went into the Beis HaMikdash, and boom, he'll get already, he'll get, the next day he'll get in the mail a special delivery letter, now you mechliv akom, because you're nichnas b'mikdash b'tumim. Fine. That is according to the Neidib Yud. Now, let's mention on the Sivis. The Sivis asks Akasha, on a ritve, he says pshat, on a ritve in Bob Metzia. The ritve in Bob Metzia says as follows, the ritve in Bob Metzia says as follows. Let's just say over, on this halacha we just learned. Asheleich as habeira biyat chere shayte bekotten. So the din is that it says yepata bedinei yotam. We just had a klal that if the shlich is alav ba'chiyuve, you say yes shlich and var avere. So a chere sheite bekotn is alav ba'chiyuve. So let's say yes shlich and var. Let's say yes shlich and var avere. That's Taisvus kash. And for Taisvus, but he's a kotn. Ain't shlich is a kotn. We have here a new loophole over here. He's a cheresh, ein shlich is a cheresh, ein shlich is a shoyt, ein shlich is a kotten. Als dvare wäre ihr right hake, yes shlich is dvare wäre, but he's a cheresh, shoyt in a kotten. The Ritva also asks this kashe, and I won't say over what the Ritva answers, but he asks this kashe. Zogt in the Sivis, why didn't the Ritva say Taisus Teretz? Taisus is a very nice Teretz. So he says, the Ritva held as follows. There's two parshiyas of shlichas. There's one parsha of shlichas we learn out from Trume, from Get, we had a whole. And this parsha of shlichas, the way we learn Ish, Veloi Kotan, Atem, with this whole guidelines when one is a kosher shlich. A Kotan can be a shlich, a Cheresh can be a shlich. We have another parsha of shlichas. We learn out that a ganef is koine the gneve b'chotza. The Gemara Bob Metzia asks, chotza mitam shlichas, ein shlichet varabeir. So the Gemara says, the chotza is alav ba'al chiyub. Chotza is alav ba'al chiyub, and that's the smakir that we say, ye shlichet varabeir, the chotza is alav ba'al chiyub. So the Nesiva says, the Ritva understood, this is a new parsha of shlichas. This is a parsha by Avera. It's not, we don't learn this out from Trumah. This is a new parsha, we learn out from Chotza. The Chotza is alav b'chiyuv, we say yeshlich l'dvar abeir. And this parsha doesn't say not cotton, not goy. This parsha, as long as you're alav b'chiyuv, you say yeshlich l'dvar abeir. And therefore, the Ritva had a problem, so the Reisha, Ashalech asaber b'yadcher, shayte v'cotton, so the Ritva had a problem, let's say he's alav b'chiyuv, let's say yeshlich l'dvar abeir. That's the Ritva's kasha. Fragt in the Sivis, according to the Ritva, so in the Parsha of Avera, of Lav Bachiyuva, I don't have all these miyutim. A cotton is good, a goy is good, everything is good. Fragt in the Sivis, so in Hilchah Shabbos it's brought on, you tell a goy to do a malacha for you, I tell a goy to cook for me, it's also a famir alakim shvus, only osmid rabbonim. Fragt in the Sivis, this guy is a lav b'chiyuve, number one. Number two, according to the Ritve, in shliches of Avere, you don't look cotton, guy, everyone, as long as he's a lav b'chiyuve, there's a parsha of shliches. So amire, la'akum, and Shabbos should be a deraisa. Let's say yeshlich advar aver. That's the Nesivis' kasha. Zogt the Nesivis, you're 100% right, 100%. We do say shliches, no problem. Ah, Isaac, so I say shliches, why isn't it a deraisa? He says, what do we say? The guy cooked on Shabbos. So we say shliches, it's just like, this maisa bishul that the guy cooked, we transfer it to the yid. But know what we transfer to the yid? The maisa that occurred. A guy cooked in Shabbos. So we say, the yid cooked with goyish hand. That means we take the mice of the shlich, zicha, there's a din shlichis. And we transfer this mice into the mishalach. Ke ilo the mishalach did what the shlich did. So the shliach, the shliach's cooking is not a maisa of chilul Shabbos. So as the din of shlichus will take it, transfer the maisa hashliach to the mishalach. So it's also no problem. I cooked off the din of shlichus, but I wasn't machalul Shabbos. My cooking did not make a chilul Shabbos. So now we'll view the Nesivis and the Noi de Biyuda, they are exact opposites, how we understand the Parsha of Shlichus. The Noi de Biyuda said, if a Tomei told a Torah to go into the Beis HaMikdash, the Tomei will have to bring a Kol. So the Noi de Biyuda learn Shat and Shlichus, that al Saloch of Shluchay Shaladim Kemoisai, we assume Ki'ilu, what was done through the Mishalach. You don't look how it was done. The Loch of Shlichus, Shluchish on Kamaisa, we assume that the Mishalach had done this Pula. And if, so if a Tomei made a Torah to go into the Beis HaMikdash, is Ki'ilu, the Tomei went into the Beis HaMikdash. Shluchish Alodim Kamaisa, like the Mishalach had done it. So we consider Ki'ilu was done through the Mishalach. That's how the Nadi B'Yudah learned Mishalach. According to the Noi de Biyuda, the Nesivus is telling us it doesn't make any sense. So if I told a guy to cook, it's Kilo I cooked. No, if I cooked, I should be Machalo Shabbos Minat Torah. The Nesivus learned Pukfakel. The Nesivus learned, you know, say Keilu the Maisa was done through the Mishalach, and then we take all consequences. We take the Maisa that was in reality done, and we say the Mishalach did this Maisa. If it's not a Maisa Veira, so the Mishalach didn't do a Maisa Veira. That's the Machloikis, the Nesivis, and the Noi de Biyuda. So Bach Sechmir, the Tosfos Rid, learned like the Nesivis, and Rashi learned like the Noi de Biyuda, and then it's Moiradik. Let's start backwards. The Tosfos Rid said, the Gemara says, Shluchay Shal Adam Kemoisai. So the Gemara, so what's the Kasha? So the Tosfos Rid said, not, there was a Piker that burnt Yenim's field. He burnt Yenim, he's a Chachai, he's a Mazik, what's it to talk about? The Kasha was, that if there won't be enough money, so let the Mashalach also pay. So that means that din shlichus is there is a responsibility on the mishalach also. You're the mazik, you burnt Yenim's field. You're a piker, you burnt Yenim's field. But after the din of shlichus, I'll also be responsible. But it seems first you look at the mazik, who was the true mazik, and then you look at the mishalach. So he said the pikeich will zicha bichayev. The shaila is after din shlichus. If you won't have enough money, so the Mishalach should have to chip in to be mashlim the nes. Rashi learned like the Noi de Biyuda, that the gather of Shlichus is that we consider that the Maisa was done through the Mishalach. Shlichus and Kamaisa, we consider that the Maisa was done through the Mishalach. When the Torah went into the Beis HaMikdash, we consider that. A Tomei went into the Beis HaMikdash. We have, as the Loch of Shlichus, we have to picture Kilo, the Tomei went into the Beis HaMikdash. Not a Torah. A Tomei went into the Beis HaMikdash. So Memelo Sarashi says, as the Din Shlichus Shalom Kamaisa, who burnt the field? Not the Pikeach. The Mishalach burnt the field. So Rashi says, the Moskash is, let's say, Shluchay Shalodom Kimoise, V'Yishchayev HaMishalach V'Lo Yashaliyah.